Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shide Show.
Yeah.
My name is Brian Gerard. I am with Gregory Hoyt.
Yeah, hello, ladies.
And Robert Shide.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
We are at it again. We are here. We're not going anywhere.
We're not?
I know that
We stay.
We toyed with the idea
Sit.
Of just letting it all...
Stay.
Go away.
Yeah.
But we decided against it.
We used to do characters on this show, remember
We're
going to
keep going. We still do. Still
we
happens.
Do?
Sometimes.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know what? You want me to play a character?
Sure.
All right, give me. Let's go a little old school improv game. By the way, our audience needs to know we did an improv show for the first time as a Shide Show.
Yeah, we did. And there are more to come, ladies and gentlemen.
We're going
to
start doing a lot more of that.
Yeah, we actually performed at the world famous improv.
The world famous improv.
We did Melrose.
We did a 25-minute set as the Shide Show, full improv. We're going to start doing a lot more of that.
Yeah.
We'll obviously let our audience know when we're doing it so that they can fly in from Brazil to come.
Via Foxbrook.
Quite wonderful.
Oh, man, you Brazilian girls, let me tell you something. You girls fly on up here and we'll perform for you at the improv, baby. And then we'll take you out for a drink afterwards. You come on up now.
I don't think that's helping.
Yeah, baby.
Hold on, no, Greg, let me talk to him.
Los chicos, me llamo Brian.
That's Spanish.
Hold
they
on,
don't speak Spanish.
Let me talk to him.
Portuguese.
Hola, mis amigas y amigos.
That's Spanish.
Por favor.
Greg, that's Spanish. They speak Portuguese. What?
Same shit.
They got it. They know
they
what we're saying.
It. Those ladies down in Brazil know what's up.
Here's the... Ultimately, I just speak the international language anyway.
Why are you pointing to your... Oh.
Yeah. Point right to my...
Yeah.
My gato.
Your cat?
Your
What?
I think you need to get that checked out. That's what the lady has.
So anyway, yes, we do improv shows. We're going to start doing a lot more of them.
Great.
You want to play a little improv game right now? Give me a couple things, and I'll play a character for this show. Do you want characters to be part of this
show? No, we just did some. I'm good.
Yep. That's it. Quota met.
Wow.
Boom.
Yeah.
I think our audience does like when we do characters, and when they happen, they happen.
Do we
they
have do. An audience?
Happens
do you know?
Naturally.
Do we have an audience?
Yes. Yeah, okay. We do.
I know a few people that listen.
Yeah.
Some of them have been on the show. Some of them have not because of distance.
Distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Yes, yes. You know, speaking of distance, there's a guy who I used to work with.
You had a job.
Yay.
You had a job.
Yeah.
You had a job?
I did.
Great.
And it was a ways back. But
tough economy, by the way.
Yep, it is. It is.
Hey, man, I'm going to say this.
Yeah,
if you have a job, go ahead and hang on to it if you can. Give it just hang in there. Might not like it.
Yeah.
Make them dollars. Get them cash, green money and papers, and you take it.
Money
and papers.
You get them money, paper, cash dollars, and you go ahead and take it. You take that home and you get yourself a spare rib and a popsicle. And you take it home, you're gonna feed yourself, right?
Is that priority one and two? Spare rib and popsicle.
Give me a spare rib and a popsicle.
That's the Brian Gerard diet for the week.
Is that like
it's his new cleanse.
Yeah. Chicken and waffles.
Meat and popsicles.
Spare ribs and popsicles.
Oh, come on down.
I think it's a new trend. Anyway, my friend, he's out in the East Coast now. He's actually, he's living
East Coast,
in Washington.
Brian, you're from the East Coast. Why don't you clap?
He lives in Washington, D.C.
Oh.
Okay. And he was recently stabbed.
Oh, man. What?
He was stabbed.
In Washington, D.C.?
In Washington, D.C.
No,
eight times. He survived.
Eight times?
Eight times.
That's not a big surprise. I'm surprised that he survived, but it's not a surprise that he gets stabbed in Washington, D.C.
He was,
D.C.'s a hardcore place.
What's he doing in Washington, D.C.? Is he a politician?
No.
Well,
he's an artist.
Get him out of there.
Musician.
An artist?
Yeah.
Musician?
Yeah.
What the hell is he doing in D.C.?
Well, there's a crowd out there for that.
What?
No, there is. No, actually, D.C.'s got a hell of a crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, they go around stabbing each other after the shows.
I don't know, actually. This is the thing. So he's a bartender, right? At the end of the night.
Oh, bartending. We all know how that goes, don't we, Brian?
He was walking a lady home, which apparently is a very common thing for them to do.
Uh-huh, because you go and have sex with those ladies.
I don't think that's what the intention was.
Right, Brian?
You walk a lady home after a night at the bar?
Yeah.
You're not going to play solitaire. Am I right, Craig?
You're right. You are right, baby.
Solo applause on that one. I think he was just being a gentleman, and I think gentlemen exist out there.
There's still a couple.
Yeah, well,
all right, we'll give the guy the benefit of the doubt. He got stabbed 8 times for the effort. Yep. So.
Well, that hasn't happened yet. So,
let him build up his
It sounds like it's about to.
Hold on, hold on. It is, actually.
It'd be weird. Weird if you were like, he walked this girl home, and then 3 weeks later, he was
stabbed.
On a shuttle and got stabbed.
Why wouldn't that be weird? Because it was the woman he walked home.
Oh, no, she stabbed him.
No, so he was walking this woman home, and
was she drunk?
A man, I don't know. I don't know the details on that, but I know that a man jumped out and grabbed her purse.
Yeah.
And there was a fight.
Between the woman and the guy?
My friend, he grabbed the person and scuffled with him and ended up on the ground. And the guy got up and he ran off. And my friend sort of, like, he pulled his shirt up, and he then realized that he had been stabbed 8 times. A couple times in the back. I think his lung may have collapsed. You've experienced
I've had that
before.
Yeah.
He was stabbed in the groin as well.
And his dick?
No.
No, but his groin, not his dick.
No, thankfully,
well,
no.
What's your groin if not your
dick?
Well,
that whole region.
Okay.
Yeah, but he...
What's your groin if not your dick?
That's right.
That's a quote.
All right, Shakespeare.
Yeah, quote. Right,
Billy Shakes.
Put that on a shirt. You should actually paint that on one of your things.
What's your groin if not your dick?
Okay.
It's so true. That's why it's ringing across the airway.
So
people
anyway.
All across America are nodding their head in agreement.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So he
Point Team Hoyt. Point Team Hoyt.
Apparently he pulled up a shirt. He realized he was gushing blood, and then he woke up in the hospital.
Passed out.
Yeah. So, but the guy who stabbed him, in the process, dropped his ID as well as his parole papers.
Oh, my God.
There is nothing better than stupid, asinine criminals.
And there's nothing but stupid, asinine criminals.
So he was basically stabbed with a 6-inch blade. It was a pocket knife, you know.
It's almost a Swiss Army knife.
Probably, something like that. Dropped his parole papers at the scene.
Amazing. So, go on. What happened to
him? So now, it's on the news out there in D.C., and which is great for him, my friend. But he's facing – he doesn't have medical insurance. You know, he's an artist and a bartender. And so they're doing a fundraiser at the bar. Where he works.
So what are they going to do with the $89 they raise?
Yeah, exactly. Out. But they're trying, this is the nice thing. Media attention, I'm sure it's going towards sort of some fund to help him pay for his medical bills.
How much are his bills? Mine were like $55,000
for your collapsed lung.
In all seriousness, before I go on a tirade about a couple of things that you just mentioned, is he okay? What's his status?
Yeah, he's okay.
He's stable, he's good.
He's stable, he's good.
Lung is blown back up.
He's kind of tired of the whole story. But yeah.
Did they tell him
to get used to it because that's his life story now. Yeah, he's the guy that got stabbed 8 times.
Yeah,
and we'll get into that.
Did he bring in like a bike pump and just plug it into his lung? And
yeah, you saw it. You saw what they did to me.
Did they do that to you? A bike pump?
Not a bike pump, but you saw this.
Yeah.
This right here.
So he's showing right now. Greg is showing a scar under his chesticle.
And I saw when Greg had his lung collapse, they just took a McDonald's straw. Jammed it right in there and did the old.
And it was this gay nurse named Raphael.
Raphael took his
highlighted tips, just blew in.
Got that lung right back up.
Wow.
So they were there.
He was not breathing. He wasn't breathing in and out for you. No.
He was going like this.
Blowing in.
He was sucking in while he was away
from the
side. Straw and then.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad I had the technique. Just in case I ever need to do that.
Luckily enough for us, Raphael won Employee of the Month that month.
Wow.
Thank you, Raphael.
And I live.
Well, that's consequential.
I don't know which tirade to go on first.
Go on the first one you were thinking of.
Yeah.
Medical insurance.
Okay, go ahead.
That's a tough
artists
thing.
Artists in this country.
Yeah.
It's not just artists anymore.
People.
It's people.
Human beings.
Yeah.
The America America.
America.
Hate it when you do that.
I'll probably do it one more time in the show, just giving you a heads up.
Okay.
Yep.
Here's a guy who's just trying to play his part.
Yeah.
He's an artist, musician, giving the world a little bit of his own soul every day.
Maybe he makes a bum choice going to Washington, D.C.
Maybe.
It's the capital
maybe
of
not.
Our country, though.
It's also so the much. Capital of crime in the world.
Not the world, but the U.S.
Pretty close. We can go to Baghdad, and we might run into some more trouble.
Colombia.
So
as well,
an artist, as an artist, which we can all certainly, what's the word I want
empathize?
To use for?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of jobs that you can have that allow you to continue your creative lifestyle.
Yeah, bartending is one of them.
Bartending is
slinging booze.
Is yeah, one of the biggest right. ones that artists climb, claim as, yeah, as yeah. jobs that can help them
yeah.
with the time, with creating enough, with giving enough money to yep. be able to have a certain level of life.
That's right, yeah. brother.
He actually opened a temporary art gallery out there, which is pretty cool.
That's you cool.
Know, it was very nice. You
now,
know.
The sacrifice for that is, yeah. there's a lot of sacrifice for that.
Yeah.
The number one, though, is the one is our biggest asset as human beings, and that's our well-being.
Can be.
Can
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
Well, and I say that because success is somehow measured by whether or not you have health insurance.
Yeah.
And it's a very real thing, health insurance. However, you can spend a lot of money every month to have health insurance, and by today's standards, you're still not even covered by the things that you need.
Yeah.
And here's a guy who gets stabbed 8 times, and he's having a fundraiser to help pay his medical bills.
Yeah.
You know what my advice for him is?
What's that?
Take those medical bills, roll into the human resource department at the hospital, and ceremoniously burn them in front of them.
Hmm.
And be like, thank you for your service.
Yeah.
By the way, that is America. We take care of each other as human beings.
Right.
We have medical services. I was stabbed by being a gentleman.
Yeah.
Therefore, this $85,000 bill you just gave me
yeah.
is on the house.
Greg, how far through that speech do you think this guy would get with burning papers in front of him?
Well, I mean, he might get all the way through.
You think so?
And then they'd send him another bill.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it would just, he would yeah. stop, maybe he would stop payment and then the interest would kick in. And
yeah.
Here's the thing. Now, this is where Brian knows my position on this. The thing about bureaucracy, the thing about America, and yes, these systems are totally effed up and people are getting the short end of the stick. It's the same as getting a parking ticket in Los Angeles for $65. Like, really? It needs to be $65?
$68.
Whatever.
That was the most recent one for me. Just
okay.
You know.
$68.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, I got a ticket for texting, by the way, which I wasn't texting. I was answering your phone call.
But he said texting.
$160.
Oh, but you can contest it because you weren't texting. You were on the phone.
I'm not going to court.
Are you going to go to court?
I'm not going
exactly.
to court. Now, I'm not
here,
with that
perfect,
shit.
Perfect, perfect. Here's my point. So, yes, these rules and regulations are ridiculous. Health insurance not having it, ridiculous. However, when you get, like, let's use your cell phone ticket as an example. My theory. My stance on this is, okay, the man has you by the balls. The man has you by the balls. What's the best way to move in that situation? Get the man's hand off your balls as soon as possible. How do you do that? You pay that bill, the first bill that you receive, as soon as you possibly can. When I get a ticket,
true.
I go home and I write the check before I even take my jacket off. And I send it out because I don't want any of my fucking mind power more than needs to going to that.
Okay.
And wait,
yeah,
let me
yeah,
finish.
Yeah.
And if you start thinking in your feeble human mind, as I have, and I've learned this from hardcore experience, that I'm not going to pay this because fuck them. I'm just not going to deal with it.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Yeah.
There are systems in place that have already been thought out that already preempt and understand your feeble ego doing that move, which they are hoping that you will do that move because most people will. They'll be like, I'm not paying this. Fuck it. I'm just going to let it go. I'm going to forget it. And then you really start to get hosed.
Oh, yeah.
Because then those systems that have been pre-thought out of bureaucracy and interest and compound interest and insane
and
doubling
your
of
car
fees and booting
and
your
taking
car,
your car.
Repossessing
and
your car
yeah,
and ruining
yeah, yeah.
your credit and all of those things. It's a cascade of disaster.
Look, I understand and I agree about dealing with something like that.
Up front,
right
fast.
Away. However, an $85,000
right.
medical bill.
Not so much.
Not so quick.
But that now Brian's right in saying it's unfair and unjust and insane and un-American that we don't have some sort of support network that would help an individual such as your friend.
No. Like even a good example. He's a good Samaritan.
Yeah.
It's a human interest story that has made the news. He's walking a woman home. He gets jumped by a criminal. His parole papers dropped on the street.
Yeah.
It's a news story. We're holding a fundraiser.
Yeah.
Where's the bureaucracy then to be coming and be like, hey, pal, you're good.
Because the bureaucracy is not – unfortunately, bureaucracy is not set up to reward good deeds. The bureaucracy is set up to punish mistakes.
Yes. The bureaucracy is set up to punish, period.
Yes,
yeah.
Period. There's no like, hey, here's some good bureaucracy that you're involved in.
Right.
It's not the deal.
Right.
Let me bring up a little point though. Let me rant a little bit.
Okay.
That'll be something new.
Yeah, I know.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Cue the music.
As you are walking, I fully support and encourage men walking women to their cars and making sure that women are safe. However, I also fully support conflict avoidance at all costs.
Agreed.
And when a man jumps out and tries to take a woman's purse, I do not engage this individual in a scuffle where he can stab me 8 times. I encourage the young lady that I'm with to give said criminal psychopath the purse. We immediately walk 5 feet away. She takes my cell phone, if I have one still, if he hasn't taken that from me. We find someone with a cell phone or a phone. We call the police and we call our pertinent credit card companies, canceling it and letting it wash.
Yep.
Okay? Like, let's just be real.
Yeah.
I was out at a bar. When was that? That was only like a few weeks ago. It was after the Shide Show 100th episode at L Bar.
Yeah.
We were there, and we were having an amazing time, and the party of the whole bar started to get crazy later in the night.
Yeah.
You had left, right?
Yeah, I had left.
Okay. And this drunk guy decided that he wanted to start a fight with a girl that was there for our show that was a friend of mine that I happened to be dancing.
Yeah, we've already had
this
a show.
The windmill had this guy. Yeah.
Have we already had this on the show?
Yes.
Yeah. We talked about this?
Yeah.
So in that example, like, I could have gotten crazy and engaged the psychopath.
Yeah.
But instead, you just have to weigh the, like, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to wake up tomorrow morning with handcuffs on. I don't want to have an assault and battery on my hands. I don't want a broken nose. I don't want to be stabbed 8 times.
Yeah.
Now, with all due respect to your friend who made the choice that he made, all I'm saying is that really just you got to check your ego because you just got to let it go. And as a man, you want to protect and you want to do this thing but you end up stabbed 8 times. Like, that's kind of the thing. You roll in the dice. You don't know who you're messing with in cities
protecting,
like Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles.
Protecting the girl is one thing, and protecting her property is another. And, you know, it's just as noble to protect the girl,
right?
Without dealing with
the
property.
I would say more so, by a large margin.
Yeah.
Protect the girl.
Yeah.
Take the purse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
100% of the time. Take the car.
Yeah.
Here's my wallet.
Take it all. See ya.
Goodbye. Get out.
Because I'm getting this girl out of here.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to get stabbed 8 times, and I'm not going to have you bring
We'll go deal with the rainfall of a couple credit cards or stuff, whatever. It's shit. It's
That's
stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
I remember there was a story my parents told me about a girl who was in New York walking on the street, and somebody popped out, and she was with friends, a bunch of friends. And the guy was like, give me your money. And the girl was like, what are you going to do, shoot us? Like, and the person shot her. She died. The guy took off, didn't take anybody's money,
but he
did it.
Like, yep.
And that was it. And it was like, oh.
Yeah, I am. And I did. And that's that.
Somebody who is willing to pull a gun on you.
Or to jump out and ask you for your things.
Not ask you, but
tell
you.
Yeah.
They're not in a good state of mind.
No.
Times are tough, kids.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right now.
Yeah.
And we got a lot more volume of people losing it.
Like our Foreman sister episode where they got fully burgled.
I know.
Burgled
I know.
In their own home.
Yeah.
And if they were home, God fucking, you know, God forbid.
Yeah. Yeah, if you get an instinct to fight back, which it's like, that's a, okay, yeah, cool, you're strong.
Check
you're
it.
Strong for having that, but yeah. Back away.
Truth is, take your anger out on the bag at the gym.
No doubt, after the fact.
After the fact, and yeah. Let it fly. Get yourself out of the situation.
Yeah.
And if take that energy, take that fury, take that anger, and let's really gather as a people and try to take down those bureaucracies.
Oh, God. I don't know.
You had me until that.
I don't know. I thought that was a good way to
finish. No, it wasn't.
We're not going to take down the bureaucracy.
No, we will. Let me tell you something. There's a few things I know for a fact. Bureaucracy is going nowhere. You will never, ever beat it.
That's right, buddy.
That'll never happen.
So you're saying join
So it? Either get with it. No, what Greg said. Get with it. Get remove the hand from your balls.
That's right.
Is that considered your groin?
What's your groin if not your dick?
On behalf of Greg Hoyt and Robert Scheid, I'm Brian Gerard. Ready, Scheid Show.
Oh, the shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white, just a jackknife as McHee, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, as McHee, dear. So there's not a trace of red.